Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us on Skype. We've got Skype username lrn.fm. Just send us a contact request, and it'll be accepted. Then you'll be on our contact list. It'll be easy for you to connect with us via Skype from that point forward. With you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
And Mark, we've got extra people in the studio background here this
year. Yeah, we had a little homeschool group come. Earth Homeschool in Keene, New Hampshire, contacted me, wanted to visit the studios. And I guess there was a bout of sickness, so it's fewer people than we expected. But, you know, my son Jack actually is part of this homeschool group, and when they contacted me, he was down with his mother in Florida, but he's here for the event, and it's kind of nice to have a little homeschool group seeing what it's like to do a radio program.
Which is a little underwhelming, but nonetheless, they seem interested.
Yeah, so. There's boxes that blink. We have lights and, a camera. That's really about it. It's not that fancy.
So let's jump right into you and your calls and thoughts. I know TSA George has been trying to call for the last few nights. He called Saturday night and was just too busy. We weren't able to get him in. So right out the gate here, TSA George calling from D.C. area. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, Ian and Mark, the announcement right there is about the whole TSA part of my name. That's no longer true anymore.
Oh, wow. Well, you've been TSA George for as long as we've known you.
I finally threw in the towel.
Really? So you don't want to go to retirement? I mean, you probably only had like a decade left.
No, that would be like, it's 30 years for us unarmed bureaucrats. I had to have a gun set to me to retire in 20 years.
So what was there? Was there a last straw? I mean, you're a liberty-oriented guy who'd been working for the TSA, and there have been some really interesting stories that you told us over the years and kind of, given us the inside scoop on what it's like to work for the TSA. What happened?
It was a combination of last straw, getting sick of it, and psychopathic management and rule and just constant rule changes. I mean, our rule book, as I told you before, is pretty much written in pencil and stuff. Like basically what happened, like, I guess the final straw was me and a partner and I, we were screening a flight. And at the gate, we were doing what we call a hot flight, when a person of interest is going to be on the flight. You know, they send a team out there to screen it.
Right. And, they did that to me a few times.
Ian knows all about these hot flights.
Yeah, I imagine so. Yeah. Anyway, one old guy, like definitely looked over 75, set off our little machine to tuck the explosive tray, something like that, the lady was running. And since there was talk of, SOB changes anyway, they were already implemented because I had just got back from a little trip. And we all thought they were in place. I was like, well, this is her thing. So we screened the guy, it's like he was supposed to get like the new SOP thing was supposed to be the older people get a less invasive screening method.
Right. They don't take their shoes off and stuff.
It turned out that it was not supposed to go into effect yet at the time that we did it. So management got wind of it before we, flight finished boarding, and they go and dump the whole plane. Literally.
Really? So they took all
the guy's shoes off?
It was like, that's not till like a few weeks from now, something like that anyway. They dumped the whole plane, rescreened everybody on the flight. Thank God it was just a little 50-seat puddle hopper, but still, and management, the upper management was like all, apocalyptic and all that other stuff and just giving us hell. And that, between that and watching some of my coworkers taking formula from a toddler because, well, the kid is not an infant. It's like, it's still in diapers. And so that was it,
How did you go about, going through the, what, is there a process? Did you just tell them you quit or did you give them 2 weeks? How did you go about that?
It's a bit of a process, also, they were probably going to punish the whole team anyway, and that's just, and I just didn't want that on my job record, another punishment. suspension or whatever. So
what now? What are you doing now? I mean, now that you're done, how long have you been free and clear of them, and what's your plan?
A couple of weeks here, and what I'm doing now is working for a company that you two were talking about on Friday night.
Really?
Little hint. Yeah, it's a little ride-sharing thing. I'm pretty sure you're familiar.
Uber.
Yep. That's what I'm doing.
So you're a driver.
In the meantime.
That's very cool. Now, one of the things we didn't know about Uber, this is the kind of the rideshare slash driver for hire setup service, which exists in certain cities. So what is it like to be a driver for Uber? What are some of the things that you have to do to qualify for that? Because they're not just going to let anybody in, right?
Oh, no. You have to have a clean criminal record.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the driving record goes, no more than 3 moving violations within the last 3 years. Right there. As long as you got the clean record and no more than 3 moving violations in the last 3 years, and those moving violations are, you know, the kind that you can just pay off without going to court kind of thing, then they'll let you drive for them.
And what about the car that you drive? Because I understood that Uber was only certain types of cars, but then they introduced some sort of other service that expanded. Do you know anything about
that? Yeah, it has to have 4 doors, so yes, I had to trade in the Mustang.
yeah, I wondered about that. Do you have those?
I had to say goodbye to Vera and get this little Kia Forte, because basically I figured if I'm going to drive for these guys and put a ton of miles on, I want a car that already comes with a 100,000-mile warranty, because I'm probably going to go through that, you know, in just over 2 years probably.
So how do you, I mean, with Uber, kind of the idea is that the customer selects their location on a map, and then there may be people who are in the area who are willing to give that person a ride, and they could respond to it. How do you decide where you hang out? Do you kind of hang out near the airport, like busy places like that, clubs? I mean, where's a good location?
Well, the most lucrative places, at least in the D.C. area, are, one, downtown D.C., obviously, in Arlington. That's where they get the that's where you really make the most money. However, also, I like to hang out sometimes at the college campuses, because I know, you know, college students are all, you know, tend to be into Uber and all advanced technologies. Plus, you meet the prettiest ladies, you know, working at college campuses and stuff like that. I mean, I have never had more beautiful women in my car ever since I started driving for Uber.
So cool. So it sounds like you're having fun with it. And how's the money compare? Obviously, government money is big money, and the benefits are good. So, like, how are you doing as money?
The government money thing, I mean, I was only making just over 40 grand a year, mm-hmm. you know, here. And that's because I've been there that long. That's why I make pretty much what a lead pay makes, even though I was a regular screener. And really, the only benefit that I ever really took advantage of was the paid vacations and sick leave. Mm-hmm. That's it. And I guess part of the, the health care part, you know, I guess now I got to find something else on that.
So with Uber, so you're getting paid on the, like, Uber cuts you some money, I presume, but also you're getting tips?
Oh, yeah. One guy offered tips, you know, but it's like you're not supposed to, like, you know, you're supposed to tell them that tips are not necessary, and I did that, and one guy insisted, and I was like, okay, I'll take a tip
I didn't know that about Uber. You're saying tipping is built into the price on Uber.
Well, I get 80% of the whole fare. So if I get a $100 thing, I keep $80 of it. You know, if it's a $100 fare, for example.
Cool, man. Well, I'm excited about that for you. It sounds like it's a great change. It sounds like you're going to meet a lot of interesting people and not have to shake them down this time. So,
I'll be coming up to Cork Fest.
If you get tired of it, you can just pull them out of the car and grope them right there. I mean, if you miss the old job.
Oh, God, I'm done with the groping. I hated the groping. That's why I went to Playbook for the longest time. That's the whole Gates team right there, because I really, really hated the whole groping thing.
And George, be sure you call us with some good Uber stories as you develop them over time. And thanks for the call tonight. Congrats on getting out of the bureaucracy. We'll see you this summer at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Thanks for making the call tonight. Formerly known as TSA George, I guess he'll be either Uber George or just George from this point on. More coming up here. You can take control. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade-grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Amanda Bolsold here from Midas Resources. Today, March 17th, 2014, gold opened at $1,378.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,427.79, $713.89 for a half ounce, or $356.95 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,427.79, $713.89, and $356.95.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And don't forget, you can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of features on our site. And unlike those other talk shows in the business, those big name shows, we don't charge you for our website. You can go and you can enjoy features like you'll find on those other sites, but you'll find ours are free. The webcam is there. You can go watch and listen to the show. Plus, the chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. It is free.
So there's a daily webcomic that's liberty-oriented. It's called Quantum Vibe, and it's in the future where the people are colonized the moon and Mars and Vesta, and there's even some sort of floating metal colonies, sort of satellite colonies circling the Earth. Some of them are very statist. Some of them are quite free. It's amazing to see the interactions between these different places, the corporate intrigue, the governmental stuff going on. So go check out Quantum Vibe at bigheadpress.com. That's where you can see all of the stuff from, you know, all the cartoons that they put out at bigheadpress.com. And just scroll through. Take a look. It's all free. Quantum Vibe's updated daily. And I can't believe this is that an artist can keep pace with this. QuantumVibe.com.
All right, let's go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Still to come here tonight, a cannabis patient is cancer-free, and you might be amazed to know how old the person is. We'll go first, though, to Corby. He's in Texas, listening online. Hello, Corby. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for letting me talk. I missed the Texas Bitcoin Festival, even though I live in Houston. It would have been a short trip, but I didn't listen to Free Talk Live enough, so I wasn't informed. But just to give your users a quick heads up, I had emailed Ian a couple of days ago and asked him about my site, bitwhistle.com, and it monitors the price of Bitcoins, and you can set it to send you email alerts. The email alert will be ready in a day or two, but anyway. And Ian's response to me was he was more interested in Bitcoin for the long run, and my rebuttal to that was even if you are in it for the long run, you might want to buy at the lowest price possible, so it may not be that you're only interested in selling. You might want to also get an alert, oh, the price went below 600, I can buy 0.1 more coins or a little bit, you know, whatever you're interested in buying. But, you know, there's more to it than just selling, you know, in panic. You know, could also use it to buy more, to also, you know, to stabilize Bitcoin or just to add to your savings or whatever you choose to. So
it's kind of like a stock stop. You know, if you knowing the price, because right now I haven't seen any of these marketplaces in the Bitcoin sphere that are mature enough to be able to put in stops and things like that, sort of stuff that's available on the regular market for stocks and that sort
of thing. Now, what's a stop? Is that where it reaches a certain price and you either sell or buy?
Yeah, well, you would basically, a stop would be a sell, as I understand it. So, if, for instance, you put Bitcoin as a $600 stop.
Procurex has that.
Do they? Okay. Yeah. They have very, very, very little of the Bitcoin market. It surprises me that an exchange that has a feature that the rest of the exchanges don't have has 0.1 or 0.01, I can't remember what it is, percent of the business. I'm surprised at that.
Yeah. So BitWhistle, when I went there, it actually didn't pull up the actual website. You apparently have to put W's in front of it, Corby. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's www.bitwhistle.com. I'll try to point that. The without the www. I apologize. You're right there. I do have one last thing that I was planning on doing with the site is creating a thing called a Bit Theory. But if you wanted to test to see, is the price lower on Tuesday morning compared to Friday evening when people get paid more on Friday or, you know, or the 1st and 15th, et cetera. You know, I was going to set up these little, like, practice accounts where you could set up kind of an automated either buy or sell, and someday possibly even with real money, as you were mentioning, you know, to do stops or, you know, other things. But basically you could create a leaderboard where people have the best theories of, okay, you know, we think the price drops when after the 15th people get paid, after that the price goes up, so you would know to buy before that or other whatever the, you know, community could come up with. But those are some things that I was going to do with it. But anyway, I wanted to call and...
Innovation. I like it, Corby. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
One last question, if you don't mind, or one last point. You guys were kind of bad-mouthing Mexico, and I realized the border towns.
What are you talking about?
We're kind of talking about Mexico being a third-world nation, kind of like Somalia and some other places, it seemed like.
And you said that was on Sunday?
On the Sunday show, I heard some things that were kind of criticizing how Mexico is kind of a dangerous place, and it may be in parts, but it's actually...
Certainly in some places.
Yeah, Mexico is actually freer, though, in a lot of things because almost everything there is legal, or a small, you know, a small bribe will get you out of almost all trouble. But there's not enough bureaucrats that are bored that they have here. So in a lot of ways, you're freer there because they don't have the money and the resources to do.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about Mexico. I wouldn't have said that. Of course, I'm not on the Sunday show.
Mexico, and if you're in the wrong place, there was somebody who called
in.
You're
in the United States.
There's somebody who called in that was talking about drug cartels running Mexico, and it's true in some places. But you would much rather be in whatever, the worst city in the United States is better than the best city run by a drug cartel in Mexico. So now I'm not saying that every city in Mexico is like that, just some of those places.
There you go. Yeah. Corby, thanks for your call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Erod's in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Erod.
Yeah, hey, guys. Hey, so it's that time of year again where out here in my local radio stations, we are being bombarded by all these commercials about the IRS and paying taxes. You know, commercials such as, I played a TV dad and, you know, I had to teach my kid about taxes, and the first rule is don't mess with the IRS. They're cracking down this year. You know, they can take your, garnish your wages. They can, levy your bank accounts, and they can do all these horrible things. You know, and I'm listening to this thing. I mean, and it sounds so thuggish. I mean, that would be almost as though, like, I could just tell you, hey, pay me some money, or, I'm going to break your legs. You know, I'm going to burn your house down. I'm going to rape your wife. I'm going to eat your kids. I mean, and it's just like, I got to the point. I mean, today I was listening to a commercial. I just couldn't take it. I mean, and it's just like, oh, my God. I mean, this is, and then people are singing, God bless America.
Jeez.
So, but listen to the threats. I mean, do people hear this when they say these things? We're going to take, the threats. We're going to take your money. We're going to take your house. We're going to take your business. We're going to do everything. And what people don't understand is who earned the money. It's my money. You have no authority to take my money, but yet and still, don't mess with the IRS, I mean, it's unbelievable. And
I share the frustration, especially when you consider where the money's going to as well. I mean, it'd be one thing if it was, feeding sick or helping sick people and feeding starving people. But it's another thing when it's going to kill people and murder and maim and destroy.
Exactly. What's wrong with having your money? What's wrong with paying for the goods and services that you actually want and need?
Right.
I mean,
and as far as helping people out goes, I'd rather help them on my own rather than let some bureaucrats decide it.
Yeah.
So I would still object to it even if it was doing that. Erod, thanks for your call tonight. I share the concerns. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com. In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, the youngest medical cannabis patient. Got some real good news about this young person. We'll share that with you. Also, blockchain.info is back online. They had a hardware issue a couple days ago, and it looked like they were mostly back up last night, and it looks like today they are fully back online, and they have the best online wallet that you can find. And by the way, Visa and MasterCard have outages as well, just so you know. Blockchain.info does a great job of allowing you access to your Bitcoin on your favorite Android device, or if you've got an iPhone or some other sort of phone, Windows Phone, BlackBerry, etc., you can just use the Blockchain.info website and their HTML5 wallet right on your web browser on your favorite phone. So blockchain.info, go there, get your free Bitcoin wallet today. If you don't have one yet, this is the perfect opportunity for you to get your first one. They've also got neat tools on there that allow you to kind of research the blockchain. You can look at transactions. You can send Bitcoin anonymously as well. It's a really great site and very useful and free. Blockchain.info for your Bitcoin wallet tonight. Let's go to Trey. He's on the line in Portland, Oregon via Skype. Trey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, y'all. How you doing today?
Welcome, sir.
All right. So I am in Portland right now, but I'm originally from Louisiana. And something, when I found this out a few years ago, this kind of really bothered me. So I'm not sure how aware of this that you guys might be, but Louisiana is the prison capital of the world.
Yes.
It actually houses more prisoners than Iran, Germany, and China per capita. And the big problem is and my kind of my end statement is I'm not sure, like, you know, where, you know, the ball falls for libertarians on the prison system being like government ran or versus being privately ran and everything. But the reason it's so terrible there is because not necessarily that it's privatized, but it's the incentive structure for these prisons. So the we have parishes instead of counties in Louisiana, and the local parish sheriffs are the guys who are actually running these, and they actually have ownership in the prisons, and they actually have ownership in the prisons. Hmm. So there seems to be a conflict of interest there right away. But what?
Yeah. So wait, you're saying the sheriffs in the parishes have ownership stake in the private prisons that are in Louisiana?
Exactly right. Exactly
wow.
right.
And from what I understand, by the way, before you go on, from what I understand, Louisiana has some also really draconian drug laws to where possession of marijuana, for instance, is punished pretty severely there. So they're just loading people into those prisons as well.
Very much so. Right. So what happened, I think it's on your second, or I think it's your third offense for minor possession. It creates a felony. I mean, you can go to prison for I think it was like 20 or 30 years, something really ridiculous.
Yeah, there are people in prison right now for nothing for the rest of their lives for nothing more than possessing marijuana.
Right, exactly. And what's really interesting is, well, we're going to get into an education aspect in a second, but so what these sheriffs will do and a lot of times is kind of lease the prisons out to actual private, you know, companies who run prisons. And they'll even make more money that way. I'm not sure exactly how that profit structure works, but it doesn't seem to be. It seems very unethical, you know.
Oh, yeah.
In the end, when you look at it. But if you look at, so these are the local parish-level prisons, but if you look at our big state prison there in Angola, you have these guys who are lifers who are there for things like murder and so forth, who are getting, like, you know, all of these different educational-type things, like learning how to, you know, work on vehicles and just all these different kind of, you know, kind of trade type education is what they're getting, but they're never going to get out of prison. They're there for life. But these guys who end up for 2 years at a time in these local parish prisons, anywhere from 6 months to 2 years, they literally sit in these big open bay dormitory style prisons all day long.
And learn how to play spades.
And learn how to play spades. They get no sort of, you know, betterment whatsoever, no sort of chance for reform. Mm-hmm. And what happens is when they get out, they have nothing better to do than probably go, you know, do something, you know, stupid, like, you know, hold up a drugstore or a convenience store or whatever, or, you know, something minor like getting caught with, like, in, you know, very small amount of pot.
Well, I was in prison for 8.5 years in Florida. Now, that, you know, Louisiana, Florida, different. Certainly Louisiana is the worst place in America to be in prison, in my opinion, from everything I've read. But I've got to say that some of the classes that they had at the prison weren't really that useful. I was in prison taking a class in 1989 and 90 on how to fix car carburetors. I mean, no cars had carburetors at that time. It was all fuel injection. Now, certainly the welding class and the carpentry class, there weren't a lot of innovations in the last 15 years in welding and carpentry, and they had, you know, TIGs, MIGs, and whatever, ARCs. But, you know, I think it depends on the class, too. I really think that it's the attitude of the individual when they get out. You could have gotten no school at all and come out with the right attitude and make a better life for yourself, or you could get all the schooling in the world and it wouldn't matter. Now, I'm not saying that schooling doesn't matter. I'm just saying that, you know, let's not say that that's the only issue, I guess, is what I would.
Right. I have one last thing, and then I'll jump off. It's that question I kind of posed at the beginning: is in a libertarian world, where does, be it a state-run prison system versus a private-run prison system, where does the prison system period kind of fit in sort of a libertarian and a libertarian
world? That's a good
world?
Question, because right now, if you look at, there's a lot of things to dislike about privately run prisons. A number of them are rightly criticized for a number of violations of people's rights and treating people poorly and things like that. So it comes back to the general statement that if you privatize something, that basically just means that it's government granting a monopoly privilege to one of their
right.
corporate buddies.
It really
and
is.
I don't want to see that. That's not what I consider to be a solution to helping people.
Yeah, well, what prisons, the problem is that, honestly, when it comes to a prison, the goal is custody, care, and control. And many different prisons could provide this. And there's no reason that inmates shouldn't be able to choose between which prison keeps them out of the regular population. Now, the fact is, people want to see prisoners punished. They think for some reason or another, if you take away TVs, you take away weights, you take away art class, you take away everything you can possibly take away from these guys, that somehow if you take bad people, put them in with other bad people, treat them badly for as long as you can, and then you let them go and they're somehow going to be good.
You're right.
That, you know, yeah. This ludicrous notion that this kind of, you know, putting them in a dungeon is going to somehow make them better folks, which is obvious patent nonsense. If inmates could choose themselves between which prison they wanted to be at, you'd see a marked increase in how the prisons treated inmates. Because the fact is, happy inmates are safer, more likely to be rehabilitated, and you know, this is the big deal. What the prisons should be worried about is, you know, can we break up the gangs? Can we make sure that people are staying inside the fence? And those kind of issues, not whether, well, we don't like this. He shouldn't be able to just move around as much as he wants. If an inmate can pay for his transport from one prison to another, and that prison wants to have him, then that's what the way it should be. Each one of these prisoners should be prisons should be competing for the business of the prisoners.
Right, and unfortunately, it's just like, you know, the present structure, you know, it just creates a kind of supply and demand, doesn't it? I mean, really.
Well, and under the present structure, because inmates can't move around from prison to prison at will, and I understand why people don't want that. That sounds like a terrible idea, giving inmates convicts what they want. We should give them everything that they don't want.
That's going to be the tricky part in implementing something like that, where prisoners actually are able to
choose.
Prison
doesn't do anything for anybody. It doesn't do anything for the victims.
Sure.
Yeah, some people walk out having been
rehabilitated. All the logic is on our side, but we're talking about an emotional issue where, like you're saying, Mark, people look at prisoners and they immediately think, bad guy, and treat him bad, and starve him, and, you know, make it so he can't get sunlight. And they just want to treat these people horribly, and that doesn't make people better. It doesn't correct anybody. And, Trey, I'm glad you brought this up tonight. Thanks for the call.
Thank
you, guys. I
appreciate
hearing from you. So, yeah, I think the idea of prisons competing on the basis of a variety of things, like we've got good jobs, things for you to do, things to learn. This is going to upset a lot of people. So how do we get from here to there? If you've got any ideas, feel free to share them here on Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, bring up whatever you want here toll free. We're talking about prisons at the moment, and what is an ideal situation for corrections? That's kind of a term that's used today.
Right, they don't say rehabilitation any longer
in the government world. And you know, if you were correcting people, then that would be an accurate term, but that's not really what's happening in prisons and jails. There's not much correcting going on. People aren't coming out of there good people in a lot of cases. Some of them are good people before they're put in there, and then maybe not so good when they get out because they're around a bunch of bad people, and there's all kinds of problems with the system as it is today. And some people will point to privatization and say, well, this is the solution. And I'm not so sure about that, because there are a lot of problems with the private prison system as well. And I think that's because they suffer from the kind of standard privatization problem, which is that when you privatize something that is currently a government-run service, all you're doing is you're handing that monopoly over to to some sort of company, some corporation that has buddy-buddy ties with the people in government. It's the good old boy system.
The person who won, for whatever reason, the contract, the bid for the contract, right?
Yeah, and so, okay, so now you're going to privatize an abusive monopolistic system and expect that it's going to be better for the people on the inside? No, certainly not. While it may be true that a private prison can run a prison more efficiently, that doesn't mean that they're running it more compassionately, and that doesn't mean that they're running it in a way that is going to help these guys. And isn't that the purpose? I mean, besides locking up somebody like Charles Manson, who, you know, it's probably beyond help, besides that purpose for prisons, a lot of these guys are going to get out, and gals, I guess, but don't you want them to be better people when they're out, or at least have a chance at a better life instead of just going and committing some sort of crime because that's all they know?
Yeah, so I think that, you know, having thought about this a great deal, I spent 8.5 years of my life in prison and, you know, getting into the ideas of liberty. This is a tough one. This is a bit of a Gordian knot, but I think I have some answers. First off,
Hold on to the answers. We'll get to that here in a moment. We do have your calls to get to, and I want to tell you about Pro XPN. I was talking to a friend today. He was at his workplace. He wanted to do something with his internet connection, but he couldn't do it because at his workplace they prohibit certain websites from being accessed, like, say, Facebook, or certain search terms from being entered. So you can prevent that from happening. You can open up your access, whether you're at school or you're in another country where there's internet restrictions, or you're at a workplace. If you have the ability to install software on your laptop or whatever device you're using, then you can have full access to the internet using ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. There's a free account, so you can start out, try it tonight, and see what I mean by this and see how well it works. The free account, there are some limitations, though. You get you are limited on your bandwidth. You are limited on some of the things you can do, like you can't do torrenting with their free account at ProXPN. But go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can grab their app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android devices, plus Linux users. There is a setup available for you that's just a little bit different. And if you are a Linux user, you have to reach out to ProXPN and get the instructions from them. But the service allows you to actually protect yourself online from people that might be snooping on your Wi-Fi packets, protect yourself from nosy internet service providers. And the way they do that is they encrypt your internet connection. They encrypt everything that goes in and out of your computer. And you can go and get their software, proxpn.com/FTL. Get started with it right now, and when you're ready to upgrade to the premium account for unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, and the ability to privately torrent, go to proxpn.com/FTL and use our discount code. You get 20% off for the lifetime of the account with discount code FTL20 at proxpn.com/FTL. You want to save even more? Use Bitcoin to pay for the annual plan. And by the way, if you buy the annual plan with that discount code, the price breaks down to $5 a month. So get amazing privacy protections. Get to choose the server around the world that you're connecting to so it looks like you're coming from that server to any website you're visiting. All kinds of privacy protection here for $5 a month with code FTL20 at proxpn.com/FTL. And there is, by the way, they don't keep any logs of your online habits. And you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee at proxpn.com/FTL. We've got Stephen in Utah on Skype. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the concept of prisons in a free society or a libertarian society.
Sure.
Yeah, I think it's kind of important to go back to the original notion of why is this person being imprisoned? And in a libertarian society, or even in today's society, I think that would necessitate them violating somebody's property rights, whether it's the right in the property they justly acquired or the right to own their own body. I mean, it has to arrive in this for someone to even advocate someone being punished or in any way trying to rectify the situation.
Yeah,
and
I would
ultimately
be,
any solution.
The first thing I would do with a property rights violator, and by that I mean, you know, like things in the real world, not human beings, is the first thing I would do with them, I wouldn't even consider prison for them immediately. That would be a situation of house arrest,
restitution,
things like that.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the whole idea of the idea of needing to punish somebody is kind of silly and archaic, I think. The whole goal is to restore to the individual
whose
rights were violated.
It's really profitable, because the fact is...
Well, yeah, I can't make arguments against the state doing the things it does for profit. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, they want to violate rights.
The people out there listening, many of them are going to say, well, prison. But the fact is of the matter is, it's ridiculous. If this house arrest costs you nearly nothing. They pay for the house arrest themselves. They have to feed themselves. They house themselves. They do all these things on their own. You want to send somebody to prison where we have to pay $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year to house them? Hey, folks, back off. Get out of my pocketbook.
I mean, it seems obvious that these ideas would be taught to keep advocating the ideas of the state because it just builds upon the state's, you know, authority and power. But ultimately, I see that dwindling, as I'm sure most of your listeners do. And ultimately, if there's no violation of property rights, there'd be no reason. So just pardon the people who have no victim And then secondly, you would need to have a way to restore to the victim who had what was taken from him. So if somebody was killed, I guess that would be some type of contract. I mean, it is difficult, but ideally it would be probably based on insurance and contracts and restitution, because putting someone in jail for killing or even killing that person doesn't restore what was taken. It doesn't bring somebody back from the dead. And I know that's kind of a visceral, that's a really emotional topic for a lot of people. But, it's really a waste of money. It doesn't solve the problem. Being mean doesn't make people be nice. It's kind of, we learn all these stuff at a young age, but then the idea of the state kind of comes in and kind of twists our logic a little bit.
Good points tonight, Stephen. Anything else you want to share?
I'm just curious what your other callers thought, what you guys thought about the idea of prison. I know, Mark, you probably have a stronger opinion than any of us having been in prison for a while, so I'd be curious more to what your answers are.
Very good. Thanks for your call tonight, Stephen. We'll continue to explore this. You can handle that dog in the background there. It sounds like we're going to go outside or something. Yeah.
So the fact is I think if you stop the war on drugs, you're going to see a dramatic drop in crime.
Now, absolutely.
I'm not just talking about victimless crimes here, people going to jail for trafficking or possession or any of those things. I'm talking about people who commit crimes to get drugs. There's a lot of that.
A lot of robberies and breakings and enterings and things like that.
Now, there could be some small increase in crimes for, like, some people who do PCP and go bananas in a parking lot somewhere.
When's the last time you heard about somebody doing PCP?
It's been a long time, but remember the bath salt stories.
Oh, yeah.
Those were a lot like the PCP stories of a decade and a half ago. So there always seems to be some crazy drug out there where people go bananas on. Mm-hmm. Probably a lot of that would be mitigated if people could just get their hands on marijuana legally. That's just me guessing.
Oh, yeah.
But,
that's true.
You know, marijuana, cocaine, heroin, these seem to go a long way in satisfying the drug urges of the general population. Obviously, some of them are going to get a hold of the bad stuff. And I think you're responsible for all of your actions, no matter what state of mind you're in. If you took PCP and it caused you to go bananas in a parking lot and then you come to and you really don't remember it, I don't care. If you've hurt people's cars, you're responsible for the repairs. If you harm people physically, you're responsible for restitution in that area.
So I think that, I think Stephen's invitation is a good one here. If you've got any ideas you want to share, because we certainly are not a compendium of information about this, we've got some ideas, but they certainly aren't the best ones necessarily. What do you think as far as marketizing prisons, changing the status from this monopoly government, one-size-fits-all system to one in which the prisoner gets to choose, that different options are on the table? And what if the prisoner would have to actually pay his own way through the prison system? Let's explore that idea here in a little bit, like by working.
Yeah.
What would happen then? Well, we'll talk more about it in hour number two, coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Quantum Vibe, year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top-quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. Get donor oak laminate flooring for only 49 cents a square foot. Exotic black mamba hand-scraped bamboo for just $1.89. Even 3/4-inch pre-finished hickory hardwood for an unheard-of $2.59 a square foot. They've got free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy, mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.